Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on Answer Sheet 2. Question 6 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
Farmers, especially in developing countries, are often criticized for cutting down forests. But a new study suggests that many farmers recognize the value in keeping trees. Researchers using satellite images found at least 10% tree cover on more than 1 billion hectares of farmland. That is almost half the farmland in the world. The study found the most tree cover in South America. Next comes Africa, south of the Sahara, followed by Southeast Asia. North Africa and West Asia have the least. The study found that climate conditions alone could not explain the amount of tree cover in different areas. Nor could the size of nearby populations, meaning people and trees can live together. There are areas with few trees, but also few people, and areas with many trees and many people. The findings suggest that things like land rights, markets, or government policies can influence tree planting and protection. Questions 7 and 8 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
New data show the World Health Organization's simple and cost-effective approach in fighting tuberculosis works. In 2008, the report finds 2.3 million people were cured of tuberculosis. This translates into an 87% cure rate, which, for the first time, exceeds the 85% global target set in 1991. Coordinator of the WHO Stop TB Department, Paul Nunn, says progress also has been made in addressing the lethal combination of TB and HIV. Last year, he says nearly 1.5 million TB patients were tested for HIV, an increase of 200,000. As a consequence of the screening, he says many TB patients with HIV have been treated for that fatal disease, and many lives have been prolonged and saved. 15 years of investments are bringing visible results as a result of cooperation between national programs, particularly the World Health Organization, UNAIDS, the Global Fund, and other partners, Nunn said. The bad news is that we still have 1.8 million deaths per year from tuberculosis. 500,000 of those are associated with HIV. Questions 9 and 10 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Over half the world's people now live in cities. The latest global report on human settlements says the historic change took place last year. The report came out this week from UN Habitat, a United Nations agency. A century ago, less than 5% of all people lived in cities. By the middle of this century, it could be 70%, or almost 6.5 billion people. Already 3/4 of people in developed countries live in cities. Now, the most urban population growth is in the developing world. Urbanization can lead to social and economic progress, but also pressure on cities to provide housing and services. The new report says almost 200,000 people move into cities and towns each day. It says, worsening inequalities, driven by social divisions and differences in wealth, could lead to violence unless cities plan better. Another issue is urban sprawl. This is where cities expand into rural areas, sometimes at a much faster rate than urban population growth.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.